How about now? I'm good now. I'm on. That's all right. These things, you know, they've got their own mind sometimes. But Leif, I appreciate you and Ronnie and Kevin and everybody that works up there to bring live streaming to us. There's a lot of people that's viewing us right now. And I'd like to say to them, thank you. Thank you. If you're live streaming, thank you. If you're listening to us and coming into worship with us, we want you to know we love you. We appreciate you. And just join in and worship God with us. And we're praying for you. Amen. Isn't that right, church? We're praying for those who are joining us by the way of live stream. Well, been a good day. Amen. Good day. And, I preached a difficult sermon this morning. And you always wonder, I always want to try to get the right message. I just don't get up here and just try to preach a message. I want to get the right one. And that takes prayer and takes study, a lot of thought, a lot of mental thought and heart evaluation when it comes to preaching the gospel, because you want to get the right message. And I always wonder if I did or not, and a lot of different responses to sermons, but I got one response from a young man today, and he sent me a message. He said, I want you to know that I needed that message today. He said, I've been through a lot, and he told me that drinking had a lot to do with a lot of heartache in his life. And he said, you know, I've got a new perspective on drinking. And he said, it's going to change my life. So isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? It made me feel good. I want to share that with you. Yes. 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 And so I appreciate everybody that tunes in. Take your Bible tonight. Turn to Psalms 147. 147. I want to preach on the subject tonight, praising the Lord. Praising the Lord. What does it mean to praise the Lord? The most powerful thing, one of the most powerful things you can do in your life is to praise the Lord. I've often said there's more verses about praise in the Bible than prayer. A lot of times, you know, and we need them both. Amen. We need prayer and we need praise. But a lot of times we don't focus very much on praising individuals, praising the Lord. And there's power. I'm telling you, there's great power in praising the Lord. Psalms 147. I want us to, let's read, let's start reading in verse 1, and then you can stand if you'd like, then you can be seated, because I'm going to look at several different verses in this text tonight. But the title of the Psalm 147 is Praise for Our God's Greatness. That's what it's all about, praising God for his amazing greatness. Let's read verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. You see, that's not an option. That is a commandment. Praise ye the Lord. For it is good. It is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant. And praise is comely. You see that word? Comely. The word comely means necessity. It means wonderful. It means actually the right thing to do. If you want to do something right in your life, and I know that you do, learn to praise the Lord, because it is comely. It is the right thing to do. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcast of Israel. You and I are outcast. Jesus came to his own, the Jewish people. Jesus was Jewish. There's a lot of speculation on who Jesus was and what color of skin and all that. Listen to me. Jesus was a Jew. He was Jewish. He came. The Bible says he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as to many that received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. You see, he came to his own, but the Gentile nations, they were outcast. But he came to us. We've been adopted in the family of God, born again into the family of God, and that's something to praise the Lord about. The Bible says that he gathered together the outcast of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them by their names. Billions of stars, and our God named every one of them. He knows every one of them. Verse 6, the Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of horses, and he taketh not pleasure in the, look at this, in the legs of a man. That's talking about military power. He doesn't take pleasure in he loves military power, but God is greater than any military power. I love our country. I love our military, but we've got to have God. Amen. We have to have God with our military. He says he taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure to them that fear him, and those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. For he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of wheat. He sendeth, in verse 15, he sendeth forth his commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the forest like ashes. Verse 17, he casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth the wind to blow and the waters to flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt. I love this. He hath not dealt so with any nation as far as his judgment. They have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. You can be seated. I'm thankful that we're living in the day of grace, in the day of mercy. I'm thankful tonight that in this scripture, you and I can understand how important praise is. Praise ye the Lord. That is the right thing to do. That is a command to do. That's not a request. That is a command. That's not a suggestion. That is a command. God tells us to praise the Lord, to praise him. Now listen to me. There's five practical, powerful reasons to praise the Lord tonight. If you take these five practical, inspirational ways to praise the Lord, it is guaranteed to change your life. Let me tell you why. Number one, we praise our way through trials. Amen? You don't sob and bawl and go on and on through trials. You know what you do? You learn to praise the Lord. You praise the Lord through our trials. Secondly, we praise our way through trouble. Through trouble. Trials and trouble will get you down. They will take you down. But if you learn to praise the Lord through your trials, through your trouble, we praise our way through sickness. The best way to get to feeling better is to start praising the Lord. Amen? We praise Him through our trials. We praise Him through our troubles. We praise Him through our sickness. And then we praise our way even through death. Through death. What do? We praise the Lord. We lift up Jesus. He's been so good and great to us that we can praise Him through our trials. We can praise Him through our trouble. We can praise Him through even sickness. And yes, 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 we can praise Him through death. When a Christian dies, it's not just a funeral. Amen. It's not when a child of God dies, it's not just a sad, sorry funeral. It is sadness. We are sorrowful, but a Christian, when they die, they close their eyes in this life and automatically open their eyes in heaven. It's a great celebration. And we ought to be able to praise the Lord through all these things, even death. Five things I want you to get right quick. Listen to me. This will change your life. This will change your life because sometimes we come to church and we're pitiful, aren't we? We're pitiful. We make ourselves come at times, and that's all right. You ought to learn to make yourself come. Don't let anything or anybody keep you out of the house of God. Sometimes you got to say, you know, I'm going to make myself go to church because it's the right thing to do. Amen. It's just the right thing to do. Now, you need to listen to the Holy Spirit, and we're going to get into that in just a few moments. But the first thing is this. You want something that will change your life. Praise, when you praise the Lord, it glorifies God. Amen. We want all eyes on our God. We want all ears listening to the Word of God, because it glorifies God. When you praise God, you glorify His name. When you give your testimony how that He has saved you, changed you, redeemed you, bought you, broke those chains in your life, when you do that, you lift up His name, you praise Him, and that glorifies God, and that's what we're supposed to do. The Bible says in Psalms 145, verse 10, all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall praise thee. Are you saved tonight? You are a saint. A saint. Now, we don't go around calling ourselves saints, do we? We don't do that. If somebody come up to me and said, Roger, or Saint Roger, it'd make me want to crawl under a rock. It'd make me want to slide under a rock. I don't associate myself as being a saint, but Jesus says we are. The Bible says, all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall praise thee. Psalms 148, verse 1 through 5, the Bible says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens and the waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded that they were created. You ought to praise the Lord for the fact that you're saved, for the fact that God created you, that God put you in this place of worship tonight. You ought to be able to praise the Lord through sickness, through trials, through sorrows, even through death, because He has been so good to us. Why does praise glorify God? Well, the word praise comes from the word worship. Worship. The way you praise God tells people what you think of God. And it tells God what you think of Him. It shows Him that He is worthy. Worship. He is worthy. He is worth it. He is worth us praising Him tonight, because our life is to glorify His name. Now listen to me. Profanity degrades God. Using God's name in vain. There's a lot of ways you can use God's name in vain. You ought to think about it. Nobody here would take God's name in vain, I don't believe, with a cuss word. But you can use your tongue to take God's name in vain just by putting His name with something that shouldn't be there. His name is holy. Did you know when the Jews would write the name of God, when they wrote the name Jehovah, they wrote it, put the quill or the writing tool away and got a new one. His name was so holy. Profanity degrades God. The Bible says, Exodus chapter 20, verse 7, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." What does that mean? That means if you take God's name in vain, you are in trouble. You are in trouble with Almighty God. Now, He's merciful. He's merciful. But I want to tell you something. You need to study this. You need to learn this, not to take His name in vain, and don't allow other people to take His name in vain. Stop them. I've done that many times with men that try to use God's name like that. And it just tears my heart out. And I say, I just can't listen to that. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He loves me, but let me tell you, He loves you even while you're taking His name in vain. That's what I tell them. He loves you. He loves you, but it's dangerous. Number one, praise glorifies God. Number two, praise heals our hurts. Are you hurting tonight? Are you going through a trial or sorrow or trouble or sickness? Are you discouraged tonight? Well, but learn how to praise the Lord through that discouragement. The Bible says in verse 2, the Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcast of Israel. Look at verse 3. He healeth the brokenhearted, or the broken heart, and bindeth up their wounds. You see that? Praise. We're talking about praise. What does it do? It will heal your hurts. You know, we have hurts to our body. We have hurt to our soul. We have hurt to our spirit. You see, you are a triune being. Three, Trinity. You have a body, you have a soul, and you have a spirit. That's who you are. That's who you are. You have a body. We ought to take care of our body the best we can. We ought to guard our testimony. You have a body, you have a soul. That is your mind, your emotion, your will. That's what will direct you. And you have a spirit. A spirit. Now when you get saved, you have the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit bears witness with your spirit that's in you. That lets you know you are a child of God. You don't need anybody to tell you you're saved. If you're saved, you know it. And you know it because the Holy Spirit of God tells your spirit that you know God. You know God with our spirit. We're to know God. We're to reverence God. We're to praise God. We're to be God-centered and not self-centered. Now listen to me. You've got to understand something. You've got to understand that there's a chain of command in your life as a Christian. You've got a body. Your body cannot be the chain of command. Your body can't be at the top. You can't listen to your body. Your body will lead you astray. Your body will get you in trouble. This flesh is weak. This flesh has got to die. This flesh has got to return to the earth. This flesh fights the Spirit of God. Now we can listen to the Spirit and walk in the Spirit, but you cannot let your body be at the top of the chain of command. You've got to let the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you why. The Holy Spirit has to be at the top. You've got to listen to Him. Your body's got to listen to the Holy Spirit. Your soul, your spirit's got to listen to the Holy Spirit. If you don't understand this chain of command, let me tell you what'll happen. You'll be self-centered. You won't be God-centered. And you need to learn how to be God-centered. Self-centered people. Let me tell you what they do. Self-centered people are always defensive. Always. They're always on the defense about themselves. Self-centered people can become very hostile at any moment. They can be calm at one moment, but if they're self-centered and you get to them just a little bit, all of a sudden, that you see the hostility come out of them. Why? They're not God-centered. They're self-centered. They can become very aggressive, self-centered. Why? Because they're listening to the body and not the spirit. Make sure that you're Christ-centered and not self-centered. The Bible says in Luke chapter 9, verse 24, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall save it." Give yourself to God. Just say, "Lord, here I am. Use me. Use me, Lord. Save me. Save me, Lord." If you're not saved, listen, just give yourself to God. If you don't give yourself to God, you will end up losing your life. But if you give yourself to God, you will save your life. Give yourself to God. You see, listen to me. Praise is a way of life. It's not just something happens in church every now and then. It's a way of life, folks. It's a way of life. Praising the Lord is a way of life. Listen to me. Praise and irritation can't coexist with each other. Praise and anger or irritation cannot coexist with each other. If you learn to praise the Lord and make it a way of life, irritation, anger, all those things, listen, they can't coexist. They can't live together. If you learn to just praise the Lord What do you mean, Brother Roger? Listen to me. When you mash that thumb, just say, praise the Lord. When you learn, when praise is your way of life, irritation will be gone. It will be gone. Now, you've got to learn to praise the Lord, because if you're not careful, you'll listen to the body, and when you mash your thumb, it's not going to be good. Amen? Praise and pride cannot live together. Praise and irritation cannot coexist, but praise and pride cannot live together. Everybody here ought to be able to jump up and praise the Lord when you get every opportunity, because somebody needs to hear it. Somebody needs to hear your praise. Somebody needs to hear your testimony. God uses His people. God speaks through His people. And when you get an opportunity to praise the Lord, do it. Don't let pride suppress you. Don't let pride keep you from praising our Lord. I love this scripture, Isaiah 61, verse 3. God has given us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Woo! You're not listening, are you? God has given you the garment of praise. Put it on like a garment for the spirit of heaviness. How many times do we come to church just heavy-hearted? We don't praise the Lord. We just come in and go out, and we mumble in and we mumble out, and we just don't get it like we should. And I want to tell you something. If you learn to praise the Lord in your sickness and your sorrow and your trouble, I want to tell you something, even in death, it will change your life. You won't have the mully grubs all the time. Amen. Can I get a witness? Number three, listen, praise strengthens our faith. Praise strengthens our faith. Look at verse 4 of chapter 47. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Wow. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you about this verse. You know, this verse is talking about creation. When you praise the Lord, it reminds us that this is my Father's world. When you praise Him for the creation, you're saying, I know this is my Father's world. He is in control. He sits on the throne. He will have the last word. Satan is not winning. My Father, this is my Father's world. When you praise Him, it should remind you that this is your Father's world. Praise is a form of faith. Praise is worry turned inside out. Amen? Praise strengthens our faith. This is our Father's world. But number four, praise tells our thanksgiving. Boy, you tell a thankful person. A thankful person appreciates what they have. A thankful person don't complain about what they don't have. They're just thankful for what they do have. As I said the other night, you know, God's people should know how to be thankful. You know, the Lord You know, God's people often don't have the best of everything. But God's people, we should know how to make the best out of everything we have. Amen. If you don't have the best of everything, learn. Learn to make the best out of everything you have. Sort of like that girl, you know, I was telling you about in high school. She was a runner on her high school team, and she was so poor that she couldn't even buy any running shoes at all. And bless her heart, she took a ball of tape and wrapped her little toes, her heel, and her feet in that tape, and then took a pin and put on her feet a Nike emblem. And she ran every race, won every medal that they had. She didn't have the best. She didn't have the best. We've raised a generation, folks, that they got to have the best. How many of our kids and grandkids would have went on and ran that race without shoes? Not very many. Why? Because we're raising a generation that's not really thankful. They're more demanding than they are grateful. They're more demanding than they are thankful. Now, I want to tell you something. Thankful people appreciate what other people do for them. In verse 7, sing unto the Lord with what? Thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with the clouds, who prepareth rain for earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. Those are simple things, folks. They're not minor things. They're not minor. You see how important they are when they start to fade away. And that's the way it is with us. A lot of times we don't appreciate what we have until it's gone. And we shouldn't be that way. Praise tells our thanksgiving. You can tell a thankful person by the way they praise God. Some of the meanest people I've ever met are unthankful people. Demanding people. You see, we're living in a time we think we have things to complain about. We've got it so good. I've got a pastor friend in India. They have nothing. When COVID hit, they had no medication. When typhoid fever hit, they had no medication. He's got a wife and two boys. He walks everywhere he goes, out into the desert, into the mountains, he says, to preach. He doesn't even own a car. It gets cold in India. The only means of heat they have is a little fire that they build right in the center of their living room. The other day he told me, he said, "Preacher, black ants are everywhere." He showed me a picture, and I won't tell you, their bed covers, their pillows, the floor, everything in their little house was covered in black ants. I said, "Do you have any pesticides? Do you have anything to get rid of them?" He said, "No, we don't. It's not available." You don't have to look very far to see that you've got it pretty good. Amen. Praise tells our thanksgiving. Appreciate what you have. Appreciate what you don't have. Appreciate that God hadn't given you what we really deserve. The fifth one. Praise protects our peace. in verse 10 through 14. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse, nor taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and those that hope in mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of thy gates. We're talking about peace. Peace. You want to have peace? Learn to praise God. For he has strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of wheat. Peace. Praise protects our peace. God is our peace. If we don't have God, there's nothing that can give us peace. Nothing. God can be our, listen, God is our greatest ally, but he can be also our greatest enemy. It's up to us. It's up to us. And that's what he's talking about. Without God, I'm telling you, we will go down, folks. We will go down. And we see that happening. Now listen to me. When you're up against the devil and your back is to the wall, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't feel like it. Praise the Lord anyway. When you praise the Lord according to the scripture, praise is a permanent part of your life. Every day. Every day. You ought to praise the Lord. Well, things don't go good for me. Praise your way through them. Isn't that better? That's a lot better than just falling down and giving up. It's a permanent way of life for us. Amen. Amen. You know, I'm telling you, we wouldn't have the mully grubs so much if we'd learned to praise the Lord. Amen. We wouldn't have the woe is me if we learned to praise the Lord. We got the woe is me. Listen, let me tell you something. That is a spirit. That is a spirit. Whatever spirit you have in you, when you talk to somebody, you'll put that spirit on them. I guarantee you that's the way it works. Put a godly spirit on people. Put a joyful spirit on people. You can do that. The Spirit of God is so powerful in you. If you're negative all the time, you talk to somebody, you talk to me, you'll make me negative. Amen? Learn to praise God through your sickness, through your trials. Learn to praise him when you can't pay your bills. Learn to pay him when you can pay your bills. Just learn to praise him every moment of your life. Praise him when things aren't going good. Praise him when things are going good. Just keep praising the Lord. The Bible says that first verse is the key. Praise ye the Lord. It is comely. It's the right thing to do. Amen. Can I get a hallelujah tonight? Amen. Won't you stand? Maybe you come tonight and you're down and you're discouraged, and I want to tell you something. You can praise your way out of it. You can stay in it and sing the old song, woe is me. Woe is me. Woe is me. Let me ask you something. Is your house, is your bed right now infested with black ants? No. Did you have COVID vaccine? Typhoid vaccine? Do you have a good air conditioner? Do you have a warm place in the winter? Do you have food to eat? Amen. Aren't we blessed? Amen. You know, we can go. I can leave church, and I can go down to this little snow ice thing shack. You know what I'm talking about? Where they got snow cones? Did you know in America you can buy an $8 snow cone? I'm telling you, go by there and see. $8. It looks like a 5-gallon bucket. And they got snow cream. Anybody old enough to remember homemade snow cream? Go get you one. I'm telling you, we are so blessed. So blessed. A lot of people don't realize it, really. They don't realize it. Be grateful, thankful for what you have. Amen. What are we singing?
He touched me.
He touched me. Let the Lord touch you tonight. You need to come and pray. Whatever the need might be, you come.
Shackled by a heavy burden.
Are you shackled by a heavy burden tonight?
Yeah.